friends. A lot of fun coming your way on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis as we head toward, we careen toward 7 o'clock tonight. With Def Speed, as they like to say.
Mm-hmm. Got another countdown for sure, the top 5 at 5.
Yep, and we got, oh, we're going to have some fun here. We got, let me tell you what's coming up on the program. Yeah, top 5 at 5. Then Chuck Gowdy's going to tell us about El Chapo, who might end up right here in Chicago.
Boy, that's like a big responsibility. He's really good at getting out.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I think he probably said, yo, you know, Chicago would be good because, you know, they got the deep tunnel project, right? Is there any, who feels me here? Who's with me, huh?
Aren't those twin, yeah, right, that would be helpful. Yeah. Those twin brothers who eventually got him into got him into prison.
Yeah,
we're here.
We're from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
I'm sure
guys.
They're happy to hear that. Yeah.
Oh, like, oh yeah. Put him where? Here?
He's doing what? He's going to do what?
They already murdered some of his family, their family members.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. They say New York or Chicago seem like the likely places for El Chapo.
This is one of those that you don't want to like. Unlike the Olympics, we're like, oh, God, I hope we get it.
We're in the top three. Please, 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 yeah. please don't let us get it.
Yeah, what happened to Flores, Colorado? That seems like a good idea. Guantanamo? What else we got?
They put guys out there in those places when they're dangerous.
All right, here we go.
The top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number 5.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against North Carolina. Wow, we never saw this here coming, said North Carolina.
They filed suit back, too.
Matter of fact, now you sue us. Wow, we'll sue you there.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
And it's all about the controversial bathroom law. That you gotta use it, mm-hmm. You can only use it in the bathrooms to which you are biologically identified.
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
But other places, it's the gender you identify with.
Why now, let me just say here, what we're going to have to do here in North Carolina is make sure that all the boys with the wee-wees are going in there as opposed to the girls with the woo-hoos are going to the proper bathroom at any given time.
And who inspects this and enforces it? That's the question heard answered.
That is going to be every law enforcement officer in North Carolina. We're going to have a pee-pee and woo-hoo test. That's right. Now, that looks... Now, I cannot identify that. This is, you know,
worse.
This is the dumbest thing ever, because how do you know? I mean, this is the whole idea that there's going to be perverts in the bathrooms if you allow this to happen. There are already perverts in the bathrooms.
It doesn't stop the people who are already doing it.
And bathroom's a bad place to be a pervert, I'm told, by the Pervert Society of America released a study that says that it is the worst place because you can't get out of the bathroom.
Well, and female bathrooms have stalls, so there's privacy within the privacy zone.
This seems, this is one thing I agree with Donald Trump on. This seems like something that doesn't, this is a law nobody asked for.
It's also something that seems like just a weird distraction when there are so many issues going on in the world that it's like, all right, bathrooms,
right.
Bathroom laws.
Well, now, we're not going to listen to this Loretta Lynch now, are we?
I want to note that we retain the option of curtailing federal funding to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety and the University of North Carolina as this case proceeds. What this law does is inflict further indignity on a population that has already suffered far more than its fair share. The Department of Justice, and indeed the entire Obama administration, want you to know that we see you. We stand with you. And we will do everything we can to protect you going forward.
Wow. Wait, hold on a second. She's going to do what? Funding from what? University of North Carolina? Oh, boy.
Well, it's for every place of business, too. You would assume 15 employees or more now have to arrange for this as well. They got to have the bathroom police going. Because I guess that's what you got to do. And how do you find out?
Now, I see that as Caitlyn Jenner's television ratings are flagging, I see her going to North Carolina and using all kinds of bathrooms. there.
Well, she used the one in the Trump Tower, remember? She thanked Trump after her video. Thank you. I used the female bathroom.
Yeah. It's actually they're calling this now in North Carolina the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh.
Yeah, see what I did there?
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. I didn't say this was going to be highbrow.
Did I
promise that? I don't think I did.
You never do, but somehow it still stuns how low it goes sometimes.
I know, sometimes. He's such a smart man. All right, checking in at...
Number four.
Chris Cuomo. Skipped the small talk this morning when talking to Donald Trump on CNN.
It was beautiful. It was a big moment.
Went straight to the tough questions.
You are attacking Hillary Clinton for the sexual past and indiscretions of her husband, calling her an enabler. We have a panel of independent voters. They are smart as heck, and most of them don't like it. They see it as a distraction. They see it as hypocritical coming from you, and mostly they see it as potential proof that you may have no real ideas to offer as president. What is your thinking on this line of attack?
Well, this is a nice way to start off the interview. First of all, you should congratulate me for having won the race. I thought, you know, at least it'd be a small congratulations, but I'm not surprised.
He thought there'd be pleasantries exchanged at the beginning of the interview.
He thought that he deserves to be congratulated on this. Where's my congratulations? Does an 8-year-old
very millennial. Very millennial.
Exactly. I mean, that's like, who says, wait, why didn't you congratulate me? Unless you're a complete narcissistic jagbag.
Egomaniac, sociopath.
First of all, just to get back to tone just for one second, a little bit of this is because you're on the phone. As you know, when you're in person with somebody, very often you can interpret questions and things.
Maybe
if you were face to face, it might be a little different. That's all.
You think you would have asked a different question?
No, but I think that you're taking it the wrong way, because obviously I'm playing off what the headline is everywhere this morning. I'm not just making it up.
He really took him to task, though, on all the details. You know, so often it's so hard. He loads his answers with so many facts and non-facts and things that are just difficult to trace.
I think the word
you're
looking for is opinions.
With the weak borders, you see what's happening. You see the crime. You see the drugs flowing in and poisoning our youth and everybody else.
But then why don't you talk about those issues and get women onto your side, as opposed to talking about infidelity and enabling?
Mr. Trump,
it's not one sentence. You were grandstanding on it. You were working the crowd about it.
Chris, I spoke very little about that compared to other things. You took a small amount of the speech, and you build it up like it's the biggest thing in the world. But it is a big thing.
You're building it up like it's a big thing, but it is a big thing. No, you can't build it up. I can build it up. What are you talking about?
He has both viewpoints, and that's why it gets so confusing. When you're listening and people are trying to interview him, it's lost.
Hey, look, he was the worst abuser of women.
You just said I'm making too much of it. Now you say it's a big thing.
Excuse me. As a politician in the history of our country, he was impeached. He was impeached, and then he lied about it. He said nothing happened with Monica Lewinsky, and then he said, sorry, folks, it actually did happen. And the guy was impeached for lying.
All of that can be true. What does it have to do with Hillary?
She can't talk about me because nobody respects women more than Donald Trump.
It seems like
what?
When he
tweeted out on April 16th, if Hillary can't satisfy her husband, how is she going to satisfy the nation?
I didn't hear that one. I heard him.
How is that respectful of women? I mean, right. I mean, because now he's sexualizing it.
Mm-hmm. He is. And you wonder if there was a goal in bringing this up, if there was strategy, or you don't know if he's talking off the cuff, but if he was trying to sort of educate younger female voters, presumably, to why are you backing Hillary? Did you even know about this? Let me bring you up to speed again. It just feels like it's the 1990s stuff.
And finally. Oh, that was it?
All right. That was it. Remember Michael Steele addressed it, saying that he didn't think that was going to carry him too far with female voters.
Okay.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Top 5-5 continues, checking in at
number 3.
Have you seen this video? It's gone very viral. There's a mom down in Palm Beach who lures her child, her baby, into a pool. Falls face first into the pool and then just has to learn how to start swimming.
It's disturbing, but I'm familiar with this program that teaches them.
Not bad for a 6.5-month-old sitting up like that. This is known as infant swimming resource.
I did a story on this, and kids as young as 6 months old are supposedly taught to, quote unquote, swim. In other words, just a life-saving move where they turn over on their backs and float, presumably till help can arrive. But it's really scary to watch them because they struggle a little bit.
This is her daughter. This is Kerry Morrison's daughter.
You're seeing a six-month-old sitting on the steps playing, which, you know, can be a real-life situation. She falls in, and she turns over and saves herself and floats for over a minute and a half. I don't see how there could be anything negative about that.
They're saying, oh, she shouldn't have done it. Is it, you know, why intentionally would you have your child struggle? How could you sit there and watch her while she was trying to get some air and get her face above water?
But what's interesting is this woman actually lost her son.
Right.
To a drowning incident.
And tragic backstory.
She thinks that this is going to help parents not have to undergo that.
Her other baby was 2 years old when he died of drowning.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
Maury Povich is Maury. Maury is a modern television staple, right? There's always drama and chair throwing and people running around going, oh, hell no!
You are the boss.
No!
You're sure he's the boss?
I'm not doing it. I'm 5,000.
Let's hear it. Andrew, you are not the boss.
Oh, hell yes!
Understand that storyline still continues. When you go to Walgreens for like $10, you can get one of those DNA tests now, can't you? I mean, do you need to go to Maury Povich and go on live television or tape television, as the case may be?
Right next to the lubricating gel and the magic wand.
The magic wand, which we learned is for back massages.
Yeah. But 3,000 episodes later, Maury must be doing something right. Right? So he was on The View today to take a victory lap, and Oprah came up.
No, way back, we were it was almost like a Today Show at noon or something
not
like
exactly.
That. It wasn't, you know.
Today Show.
A little lighter.
Fantastic.
I don't think they ever asked the Katie Couric those questions.
No, but the Maury Povich Show shifted to Maury.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when that change came, came all the new stuff.
Yeah, and Oprah, you know, she used to give me a shot. She wouldn't do a show like that. Guess what? If you go to the early Oprah shows, she was down and dirty a little bit.
Oh, that's against the law. You can't say things like that about Oprah.
True, though.
It is true, but then she did say she made a turn, and she said, hey, I'm going to use my show. I realize it's a platform.
To elevate people.
It became more successful because of that.
That's
good for her.
I'm going to elevate the world. They're going to follow me.
And give them free cars.
Right.
Free stuff.
Oh,
Oprah's
man.
My hero.
Yeah.
I love her.
And checking in finally at
number one.
You may have seen your share of viral wedding proposals lately, but this one takes the wedding cake.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders was filmed over the weekend in a sly attempt to help his campaign social media director propose to his girlfriend, Hector Sigala. Tweeted out the video, which started out like Sanders was releasing a campaign statement, and then...
One. Hi, this is Senator Bernie Sanders. When we began this campaign 12 months ago, nobody thought that we would get as far as we have. We have made real progress. Oh, wait a second. Hey, Rio, Hector has a question for you. He's a good guy. Why don't you help him out?
Oh, it wasn't... Devoid of emotion, wasn't it?
No.
Well, he's a good guy.
You can tell that my campaign is virtually over and I have nothing better to do than to do proposal videos, which I will be doing for $100 per on my website.
What is the number? $17, I thought, or $27?
No, I've got a lot of debt to pay off. So it's $100 per proposal, and I will do it for you on BernieSanders.com. Feel the burn. Get married.
He'd be a great officiator for weddings.
I will also do bar mitzvah announcements for $150.
That's more. That doesn't seem right, Bernie.
Doctrine. It's not about fairness. This is about commerce, my dear. All right. I think that doesn't that basically
that
tells us that we should be done.
Up.
The top five at five.